Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Thomas resident.
Hi there, everyone. I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is, because of lengthy information, I'm doing a three-part viewpoint on exposing the federal government deep state and its corruption. Had Hillary Clinton won the 2016 election, the corruption of our federal government, intel agencies, the now socialist Democratic Party, and the Barack Obama administration would have been concealed forever from the American people. According to Judicial Watch, it was Donald Trump himself who provoked the deep state into exposing itself with the outrageous efforts by the CIA and FBI, the DNC, Democratic Party, and Hillary Clinton, inserting themselves corrosively into the presidential campaign and the political process to destroy Trump's candidacy and presidency. These groups of persons use their power to manipulate information and manipulate that to the American people. They either manipulate the information itself, like the dossier, the federal government leaks, and the Democratic memo as examples, or they manipulate the flow, and somehow, to some degree, they co-opt the media. New York Times, CNN, Washington Post, NBC, and many more liberal news organizations into a very selective flow of information using leakers. Democratic Representative Adam Schiff is one of those leakers. During President Trump's first 126 days of his administration, there were 125 national security leaks. At least 60 of them were of serious national security matters. The deep state was on the move. Because President Trump has pushed back so hard on the media, there's been a growing awareness about the liberal media's use of anonymous sources. The American people might have casually looked at that before, but they now are paying much closer attention to the use of anonymous sources. The media still have a 100% control, though. When sources are anonymous, they are selective about what makes it to the public. Therefore, the public is not fully informed. We now know that the upper rank of the FBI, the Obama DOJ, and the CIA were corrupted, a part of the deep state. As Americans, all we ask is that our federal law enforcement operate with integrity. Unfortunately, the 8 years of Barack Obama contaminated the trustworthiness of our federal law enforcement. There was no and is no Russian Trump collusion, a lie created by Hillary Clinton, the DNC, Socialist Democratic Party, the Obama administration, FBI, and CIA upper ranks. My part two will be the proven evidence. Now it is time to put an end to the corruption in our federal government. George Washington once said, "Truth will ultimately prevail where there are pains taken to bring it to light." I am Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.